as we speak now, we have not got any official communication about that statement from the Republic of Sudan. But having said so, the Nine Agreement, which is the cooperation agreement with the Republic of South Sudan and Sudan, is an agreement that has got international and regional implications. It was an agreement brokered by the African Peace and Security Council and with the support of the UN Security Council Resolution 2046. So it is not just an agreement, it's a bilateral agreement between the two states. Secondly, it's not possible for one side of the agreement to abrogate such an important an agreement on issues which are not clear.
As you said, Mr. Minister, the agreements referred to by Khartoum, these are international agreements. But does your government feel that Khartoum is trying to blackmail you? Because, I mean, it seems that every time Khartoum has a minor disagreement with your government, it threatens to either shut down your oil shipment or to do otherwise.
Yes, well, it is the tradition and custom of any government in Khartoum, including this one. They are known for dishonoring agreements that they sign, and especially when connected with South Sudan. This is the nature of diplomacy and relations they have been conducting, using blackmail, tarot coin, and hostage taking on very trivial issues that have nothing to do with the very agreement. First of all, the reasons they give that we hear publicly through the press is that we are supporting the rebels in their own country, that is Southern Kordofan and Southern Brunei. This is their internal issue. It has nothing to do with us whatsoever. They want to find scapegoats. So all they do is say, oh, this is South Sudan. Of course, there is no justification in what they are saying because we have avenues. There are avenues set up. These avenues, according to cooperation agreement, if there is any complaint from any of the two members, we go to those forums. So if they have reports that we are supporting the rebels, they can put their complaint. While I speak to you now, the militia they were supporting, we just had walk into our country, 3,000 South Sudanese militia that they armed to the teeth with the intention of asking them to come and cause havoc in South Sudan. These people said no, they couldn't do that after they entered our territory, and said they have responded to the amnesty and that they would not do this thing to their own country. Now, this is our complaint, but we are not going to hold them hostage or threaten them. So I think it is very undiplomatic on their part to issue such a big statement without even having the courtesy, absolute diplomatic courtesy, to inform the government of the Republic of South Sudan.